As a lifelong Junoite, Melani Shivens was more than a little surprised when she crunched the American Community Survey numbers as part of her job at the Juneau Economic Development Council.
Because we have so much employment in the public sector, where the discrepancy between wages tends to be smaller, my expectation was that Juneau would have more wage parity in terms of gender.
Indeed, the results show the gender wage gap for Juneau public employees, local, state, and federal government workers, is smaller than the national and statewide averages. But the gap for private sector and nonprofit employees is off the charts.
In the for-profit sector, men earned 65% more than women. And in the nonprofit sector, we actually found it to be 82% more for men.
Shivens says she generally finds the American Community Survey to be pretty reliable, but in this case, she wanted more research to back it up. The most recent gender wage gap information from the State Department of Labor was from 2006, while the ACS data was collected between 2007 and 2009. So Shivens says she's reluctant to compare those results.
We're still looking into why it's so much higher in Juneau and why it's so much higher in the for-profit and nonprofit sectors. We haven't had a chance to really dig down and find some answers to answer all those questions.
Shivens notes the ACS data is based on a survey of 744 households with a high margin of error, plus or minus 8.9% for all job categories and 17.1% for the nonprofit category. State economist Molly Abrahamson says the Labor Department uses more accurate information collected from employers filing quarterly unemployment insurance documents.
We get a more complete census of what employers are paying.
Abrahamson says the ACS data also shows the median wage for men and women, while the state looks at the average wage.
Median just tells you what the halfway point is for wage earners. It doesn't really tell you what your grand totals are going to be.
Abrahamson says the Labor Department plans to publish a new analysis of Alaska's gender wage gap in October. In the meantime, the 2006 study showed a lower pay differential both statewide and in Juneau compared to the information collected by the Census Bureau. According to that research, men earned about 33% more than women statewide. In Juneau, it was 21%. For Barbara Belknap, any pay disparity is too big. She's taken on the issue as something of a crusade.
There have been lots of laws passed beginning in 1963 with pay equity law. And then there have been, you name it, Fair Pay Act, Act for Fair Pay, please, please, please. Then each time there's some kind of a loophole.
The former director of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, Belknap, says the wage gap is particularly troubling to her in a state that many women see as a land of opportunity.
And it is, but the likelihood is that you are not going to get paid the same.
Now retired, Belknap has started collecting personal stories from women and men who've experienced gender pay inequality firsthand. She's not sure what she'll do with the stories, but for now is sharing them with politicians and community groups. One thing she'd like to see, classes for women to teach salary negotiation skills.
You can't be passive about this because the odds are, according to all these statistics, you're going to get paid less.
One piece of good news from both the Census Bureau and State of Alaska numbers, both men and women in Juneau get paid more than the national and state averages. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.